Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello again, Ian. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I've scoured the library, but unfortunately, I don't know last week's challenge.
Well, let me clear up the confusion. What I said was the phrase deadhead is a familiar phrase where the two words are identical, except the first starts with D and the second starts with H. And I said there was a well-known fictional character whose name is made up of two identical words, except the first starts with H and the second starts with D. Who is it?
Who is it?
It is our old friend Humpty Dumpty.
Of course.
Well, we finally got all the king's horses and all the king's men out of the studio, so now that that's cleared up, I think we can move on.
Before we do so, let's say thanks to Karen Anderson, who got a recent challenge right and emailed to let us know. Good job, Karen.
Thanks, Karen, for writing in. All right, Ian, at midnight on January 18th, 2012, over 115,000 websites around the world started a 24-hour self-imposed blackout to protest the Stop Online Piracy Act and the Protect IP Act. And unless you decide to go on strike in the next 15 seconds, this week we'll have a quiz about other famous protests.
I'm not marching out yet, so let's do it.
The 1963 March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom, as it is officially known, is famous as the venue for what speech delivered on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial?
Well, I don't want to get the quote wrong, so I believe it's the I Have a Dream speech.
Well, we have our chiseler on hand in case we have to scrape out some letters, so no worries there. An uprising that began on January 25th, 2011, and lasted for just over 2 weeks, led to, among other things, the resignation of Hosni Mubarak, the now former president of what country?
That was Egypt.
Yes.
It's the Arab Spring, summer, fall, spring.
Referencing the show's catchphrase, clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose, fans of what drama about a high school football team sent bottles of eye drops to NBC to protest its impending cancellation?
Friday Night Lights?
Mm-hmm, you got it. They also sent light bulbs, by the way, and as a bonus fact, Romney was told to stop using the catchphrase during the campaign by the show's creators.
They got a lot of that.
Because of regulations preventing the use of megaphones, the Occupy Wall Street protesters disseminated information by repeating a speaker's message to people in their immediate vicinity, who then repeated it to more people. By what two-word name is this method known?
Very annoying. The people's microphone.
The people's microphone, or the human microphone sometimes, yes, but you are correct. And finally, in the 1979 film Norma Rae, Sally Field plays a mill worker who protests the working conditions at the mill. What word is written on the sign that Norma Rae holds up while standing on her work table?
I'm not going to know this because I've not seen the film.
Oh, a very iconic scene of Field standing up, chanting the word on the sign. Well, it was what they were trying to form at the mill.
Union.
Union, yes. Union, union. And you really like this question. You really, really like this question.
I also really like my Netflix queue getting longer every time we do a show.
Well, no real stonewalling this week. Ian went 4 for 5. Why not start a letter writing campaign of your own? Drop us a line at quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can march on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's quiz, some extra credit questions, or this weekly challenge.
Start with the phrase Tea Party. Change one letter to an X, and you can rearrange the result to spell a word that names a type of person involved in the Boston Tea Party. What word is it?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. Any Questions is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.
And we quit.